In Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, God creates the physical light. He is the originator and source of light. This is taken to a spiritual level throughout the Old Testament and in the New Testament. The same John who wrote the Gospel of John also wrote in 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 that God is light. James, the brother of Jesus, states that God is the Father of lights and that in Him there is no variation or shadow due to change. In other words, God is perfectly and completely holy, righteous, and knowledgeable. He does not acquire new information that He didn't have before so that He would need to change His mind. God will never say, "I didn't think of that." He does not change because He does not need to change because He is already completely perfect and righteous. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 16 says that God alone possesses immortality and dwells in unapproachable light, speaking again of His holiness. Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 7 speaks of God's light as being glory, and His glory being seen in His people as the attractive quality to the surrounding nations. Psalm 104, the psalmist says that God is clothed with splendor and majesty, covering Himself with light as with a garment. God radiates from His total being, blazing and penetrating splendor and overwhelming majesty, so much so that the angels that hover in His presence have to be equipped with extra wings to cover their eyes and feet so as not to be harmed by His overwhelming glory. Psalm 27, it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life." Psalm 97, verse 11 says, "Light is sown for the righteous and joy for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, and give thanks to His holy name." And then Jesus comes along in the Gospel of John and says, "I am the light of the world." So in a wide biblical context, Jesus being light means that He is perfectly and unapproachably holy. He is blindingly glorious and majestic. He is incomparably strong and the overflowing source of the righteous person's joy. And you can walk with Him day by day. As you pray today, please remember Thomas Mobley and his family, our missionaries in Oklahoma. And also remember the Lingala Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout the Democratic Republic of Congo.